Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at 12:30, we open up the big old tub of pretzels for the question of the day. If I bet it today at 139.
Come on. Well, the big old tub of pretzels question of the day.
Those are always fun, and look forward to doing it again. 248-539-9797. Happy lunchtime, everybody. No lunch yet today. Sorry for those watching on Twitch.
It's coming.
Yep. Look forward to that. But back to your open line calls. We go to Greg in Dearborn. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Cool. So first of all, before I get to my point, happy birthday. And
thank
I
you.
I wanted to give you a big props for, it was like 2 games ago. And Jansen and Steele were just bloviating over the game. And you had to, I could tell you, watch the plays, let them talk, and then you had to, like, kind of regurgitate what happened. And man, Steele, I bet he's trouble at the bar at 2 a.m. or after.
I have to ask Jansen, but I could see that.
Yeah. You'll ask him tonight when you guys share that presidential suite or what, huh?
I don't know about that. Own rooms.
But my key to the game is the defensive line for Michigan. They looked, I'd say, subpar against Maryland, and maybe it was just, you know, being rusty from, you know, playing the Sisters of the Poor. But they've got some dogs out there. They got some beasts that need to get after it, and I need to see a big game from them just because I know, we all know Iowa can't score, but they need to make it, you know, and they need to prove that they could do it.
Greg, who is the beast? Who is the guy that you expect to break out?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name right now. He's the guy that was jumping up the stairs.
Mozzie Smith.
Yeah.
Mozzie Smith, yeah. They getting a good four-quarter push out of the middle of the line would be good. I've seen Mike Morris the last couple of weeks has started to emerge as a solid pass rusher for them. I
and
feel
then the transfer. What was that guy? The Akuna or
Yabi Oki.
Yes. He needs to have a big game and show that, you know, his whatever his 5-star or 4-star, whatever the heck it was when he was in, he bounced all around from like Georgia to wherever, yeah, or Alabama. I can't remember.
Yep. I mean, it would be helpful. It'd be helpful. Look, last year when they played Iowa in the Big Ten title game, because Iowa's style, Aiden Hutchinson played most of the game, but David Ajabo only played like 30 something snaps because of Iowa's style. But they're still looking for one guy to really be a consistent pass rusher. Maybe it's Morris. Maybe it's Mike Morris. 248-539-9797. Dave in Southgate is next. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Good. Hey, couple things. I'm looking for, you know, Michigan obviously didn't play anybody the first 3 games, so it's hard to get a read on them. And then they say, whoever they are, that, you know, teams make a big improvement from the first game to the second game. So I'm hoping that's going to happen this week. The other thing I didn't see against Maryland was a real strong pass rush. And then, of course, J.J. didn't play well. He overthrew that one sure touchdown, which isn't like him. So those are the things. And then, of course, like you guys said, the turnovers. If they don't turn it over, they should be okay.
It's so big in this game. Iowa, their style is they invite you to help them win. And you just have to decline the invitation and play your game and don't turn it over. And, you know, the giving that offense short fields is exactly what they're really good at, playing the field position game. Now, And Michigan special teams are really good too. Like they have the Lou Groza award winning kicker. Brad Robbins is a really good punter. Their punt coverage team hasn't allowed a punt return of more than 10 yards since 2017. Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. So they've done a really good job on special teams. But if you get pinned inside your own five, I remember, I think it was Shea Patterson said a couple of years ago, when you get pinned inside your own five, you want two first downs minimum. I mean, you'd like to go the length of the field and score.
Of course.
But two first downs minimum becomes the goal.
Because you want to dig yourself out of that hole.
And give your punter some room to flip the field a little.
Yeah, don't stall and give them the ball at the 50.
Not at the 50. No, sir.
Not up in here.
Not up in here. 248-539-9797. You want to keep going college football. All right, that Lions injury report that came out today. ASB out, DeAndre Swift unlikely to play. We saw the point spread in the Washington game move from Detroit being favored to actually Washington was favored by the time the game kicked off.
Yeah, by a point and a half, I believe.
Do you remember what Detroit opened at in this one?
I believe it was 6.5.
All right.
Lions were a 6.5 favorite. I saw that it moved down to 4.5, and I think it's down to 4 now.
I'm gonna take a look here at the most recent updated. I've got this app, Fan something or other. Let's take a look here and see what it is at this very moment. Facial recognition technology. 4. It's at 4. How confident are you?
I'm still confident because, you know, Seattle is still what Seattle is. I think there's not much to be there offensively. I think Geno Smith is limited to a short passing game. Their running game has yet to get on track, despite the fact that they have, I think, two pretty good running backs. Both of their running backs, I mean, Kenneth Walker hasn't carried the ball much at all this year. I think he's got like 7 carries. And Rashad Penny hasn't carried it much either. But between the two of them, they're both averaging over 4 yards a carry. They should be able to move the ball, and yet we haven't seen them do it too much there. So how can the Lions offense take advantage of the defense of Seattle? Well, if you're without St. Brown and DeAndre Swift, those are your top two weapons. Other players have to step up. It was nice to hear DJ Chark, who was out yesterday with an ankle. They expect him back at practice today and expect him to play on Sunday. Good. They're going to need him. They're going to need a heavy dose of DJ Chark. They're going to need Hawk to be what we expected Hawk to be, which is a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. They're going to need other players to step up as well. Is this a game where we see Quintez Cephas? Are we gonna see the running back still be able to flourish behind that offensive line? You know, and how healthy is the offensive line going to be? Is Jonah Jackson playing or not? Is Frank Ragnow playing or not?
I thought I saw that they were both practicing today.
Well, it's an encouraging sign, because it'd be nice if everybody is there practicing and everybody is able to play. Having those two guys there makes that line better. And last week they were able to run with Jamal Williams over 4 yards a carry, and he had 20 carries in the game. So that's good. They're going to have to get it by committee, and the offense is going to have to shoulder the load here. And I hope they do more running this week, because they need to keep the defense off the field.
Don't hold me to it. I thought I saw that those linemen were practicing, Ragnow
and Jackson.
Yeah, but I'm not finding it. Maybe I must have had a moment.
Did you dream?
I didn't, because I haven't slept since the show has started. Not today. So
no daydreaming?
No, I thought I saw that they were practicing. But
okay. All right. I have not seen that.
So Dan Campbell, these are back-to-back Colton Pouncey tweets. Dan Campbell says running back DeAndre Swift is probably out versus the Seahawks. Now, just so people know, Colton Pouncey is the writer for The Athletic that covers the Lions. And then he says, Deuce Staley said DeAndre Swift was pushing to play, but the coaches determined he couldn't. Staley says Swift showed dedication and love for the game. Quote, he wanted to go. So it sounds like he's basically been told he is out.
Well, I think they can win without him this week. And if it's another week where he's off his feet and not getting hit so he can heal up, do it. I think right now it's prudent for this team to rest up the guys that are hurt, that you are going to be counting on in a couple weeks here, maybe even as soon as next week. They need to win some games. If you have any thought, if you're ever even entertaining a thought of being part of the discussion of the playoffs, they're going to have to win a bunch of games here. And the schedule is actually kind of opening up for them here. Look what's happened in the last 72 hours. You know, you've got It's probably more than maybe 96 hours, whatever it is. But the next couple of weeks, you're playing against New England. Well, what happened to New England's quarterback? Mac Jones, he's out for a few weeks. Yep. So you're going to play against Brian Hoyer. You're going to play Miami. Well, Tua likely to be out for a while. And if Tua's out, then you got Teddy Bridgewater. You're going against the good teams you're facing are going with their backup quarterbacks now.
I know.
So the opportunity is right there in front of you, which will infuriate people for what happened on Sunday against the Vikings. But hey, rearview mirror stuff. Let's look forward, take care of business on Sunday, and get on a roll because the roll is there to be had. That's why I'm saying rest these guys, rest them this week, and hopefully they're ready to go for the game against New England. And maybe if you have to rest them that week, so be it. But they need to be healthy for the stretch run of the season, which really is going to be the middle part of the season where you're going to have to make your bones.
I'm going to read this quote from Dan Campbell from this morning because it might be insightful. Dave Burkett did a story about the injuries and said, together, St. Brown and Swift have accounted for 5 of Detroit's 12 touchdowns and 53% of their yards from scrimmage. The story goes on to say, quoting Dan Campbell, listen, man, that's what it's all about. Next man up. We still got Hawk. We got Chark. We got Leaf. We got Cephas. I mean, we got Jamal, and we got this O-line and quarterback that can throw it, so we feel good about it. So Hawk, they do have Hawk, which at one point he was sitting out this week.
Right. Well, there's a name that he didn't mention, and maybe he just ran out of names to mention, but he didn't say Josh Reynolds. And that's another guy who was held out of practice yesterday, I believe he was. Was he still out of practice yesterday, or did he return? I forget. He may have returned. But they need him. Yeah. If he's healthy enough to go, then they need him because that's one of the guys that Jared Goff trusts, and he needs to have somebody that's trustworthy. You know, can't just be Amon or St. Brown. And I'm sure that he would say, oh, I've got trust in everybody. Well, we're starting to see you throw the ball a little bit more to Chark, which is good, but we know that you enjoy throwing a ball to Josh Reynolds, and Josh Reynolds has been open this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.